Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler Boss. Do you ever hide your faith from others? Maybe you're afraid of what they'll think of you if they know you follow Jesus. But it's important to keep in mind the one you're living to please. In Galatians 1:10, Paul made it clear who that should be. He said, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." Pause and take a deep breath to steady your heart rate. A servant cannot serve two masters. You are either a servant of Christ or you are a servant of the world. Which camp do you more often find yourself in? Living a God-pleasing life is not meant to be complicated. Later in Galatians, Paul says it comes down to one thing: love your neighbor as yourself. This is how people will know that you are a follower of Jesus. And Jesus himself said, "The law and the prophets comes down to this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself." Want to please God? Love him and love others. It's easy to think about pleasing others. They're right in front of us. But God's Holy Spirit lives within you. Let him guide you into loving others the way Christ has loved you. That will go a lot further than just wanting to please them. God of truth and light, you are good, and you're worthy of all my praise. I confess that I sometimes put other people before you, and I aim to be likable more than I aim to be godly. Help me to be bold in sharing your gospel. Let me be winsome as I speak, but do not let me fear the disapproval or even hatred of other people. I pray this in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Savior, and my Lord. Amen. Love God, love others. That's the gospel, boiled down to its essential elements. Let that be your driving force every day. Until next time. May you abide in Christ.